Greetings. I'm Savilla Mann, and this is Why's That? Once a month, Why's That answers a question you send us. Tell us what makes you curious at WMUK.org. Today we'll hear a story that first aired last December. If a poorhouse sounds like something you'd find in 19th century England, you don't have to go that far. Many Michigan counties once had some kind of government-run residence for people in need.
This is something that people just accepted as a matter of course a century ago.
That's Kalamazoo City Commissioner Jack Urban, who used to serve on the County Commission. As the county debates its role in fighting poverty and homelessness, Urban says he'd like to know more about Kalamazoo's one-time home for the indigent.
What was the course of its history since the turn of the last century?
Kalamazoo had more than a poor house, as many were known. It had a poor farm on land that's now a county park. Before we visit the grounds, we turn to Lynn Houghton of Western Michigan University's Zhang Legacy Collections for background.
When Michigan became a territory in 1805, one of their early laws was taking care of the poor.
Houghton says that counties became responsible for helping to house the poor.
A lot of counties in a lot of states in the United States adopted the practice of what they were doing in Great Britain, and that was creating what they referred to as almshouses or poor houses, or in our instance here, was poor farms.
Kalamazoo founded its poor farm around 1849 on land in Comstock Township near the Kalamazoo River. Houghton says ledgers from the farm offer clues about who lived there.
I think it would amaze people when they see what were reasons for why people were institutionalized.
Those reasons included things like alcoholism, hearing impairment, and often simply old age. A number of residents had intellectual disabilities. Sometimes the ledger gives pregnancy as a reason, and Houghton says working as a prostitute could also get you sent to the poor farm.
You see some patterns, you know, homelessness, we look at illness and things like that.
Houghton says the ledger also mentions injuries.
Somebody with a broken arm, where do they get sent? They get sent to the poor farm.
In some accounts, life at the farm sounds all right. The Kalamazoo Gazette tells the story of Frank DeWolf, a sailor who lived his later years there and died in 1909. DeWolf reportedly had relatives who would have gladly housed him, but he preferred the farm. He liked to keep company with the deer that lived in the woods. Other accounts are not so favorable. Kalamazoo minister Caroline Bartlett Crane investigated the farm in 1908. Houghton says Crane's subsequent report was scathing.
The children were not allowed to go outside. There wasn't any nursing care, very little nursing care for the people who were ill. I mean, it just breaks your heart when you read this.
In 1919, at least four residents died after eating food that had been contaminated with roach poison. Houghton says the poor farm eventually became more of an early nursing home, a place for the elderly and infirm, until it closed in the early 1970s. The grounds then reopened as River Oaks County Park.
So this is where the original building sat.
County Parks Director Dave Rakowitz is standing by a patch of land north of the area that's now the dog park. He says the county tore down the residence after it closed the farm, but it's kept and restored one of the barns. Another barn for dairy cows is gone, except for a distinctive brown silo.
It's a ceramic block silo. There used to be a factory here in Kalamazoo that manufactured those, so probably was, you know, made here in Kalamazoo and ended up on this site.
Rakowitz says most of the roads in the park date to the farm. The baseball and soccer fields used to hold crops. Then there's the woods to the west of the dog park.
So this area on the right, this is the cemetery.
If you've been to River Oaks, you might be scratching your head at this point. The woods doesn't look like a cemetery. But Rakowitz says that after extensive research, the Parks Department is confident that around 47 people are buried at this spot.
Most of the graves are either unmarked or marked with wooden markers. There were stone markers at one point that are no longer here. We don't know why. But, you know, most of the people who were buried here didn't have resources, you know, for expensive markers or burials.
Rakowitz says the Parks Department is working on plans for a monument. I also visited River Oaks with Kalamazoo City Commissioner Jack Urban, who wanted to know more about the county poor farm. Urban says he doesn't know whether Kalamazoo was more charitable in those days. He says it's possible the county simply had more desperate people.
There were a lot more widows that were penniless before Social Security. there were a lot more orphans, both parents dying from disease or injury.
But Urban says when the county considers whether to use its resources to help house people in poverty, he thinks it should remember the poor farm.
And I just kind of want to remind people that, you know, this isn't a new idea.
This episode of Why Is That? First aired last December. When something in Southwest Michigan makes you ask, why is that? Tell us about it at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.